Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We got a whole lot going on. We're off 980. Apparently some guy named Chris has a show. But we're on Monumental Sports Network. We're on Monumental Sports Network. We're on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. But, Leadville, I know we have a number of calls we need to make, but we do need to open an investigation.
We have an announcement.
Yeah, we have an announcement, and I'd like to get our best guys on the team.
And if we see this little poodle again.
Uh-oh. Be getting personal. I'll start with the facts.
All right.
In the previous commercial break, maybe the 12:45 segment.
Yeah.
I went to the kitchen. I had a crab cake. Shout out to Jim Bellevue, Boatyard Grill in Annapolis. I had a crab cake in a cup. I microwaved said crab cake. A number of the ladies, including Wendy, were in the kitchen area. We were chatting, saying hello. Daniel, the engineer, walks through with a big old box of cookies. Like a Costco-sized box of cookies. He's chatting with the ladies about the cookies. I have to hustle back because we have a radio program. But in my head, I'm like, that's cool. Daniel's putting some cookies out, right? This is like a Costco-sized box of cookies. So in the last commercial break, I walk back to the kitchen. I'm looking around. I see Wendy. I see the ladies. I say, didn't Daniel just have a bunch of cookies? They're like, oh, you think he left those out? So Daniel is somewhere by himself eating a Costco-sized box of cookies. And Landfill, correct me if I'm wrong.
Every time we have food, he shows up.
So like we got a bar.
He's a beagle.
Daniel is more of a B. Mitch and Finley food hoomer than Rooster.
Yes, yeah, because we don't see Daniel. It's like Daniel just lives in the building, but you don't see him.
Chris hangs out. Chris
when
is
food
around.
Is here.
Daniel shows up for food. So. I don't know if we want to investigate or we just want to legislate, punish.
No, this is what we do.
If he don't bring some damn cookies, he ain't getting no more food.
My milk and cookies.
Next time, y'all know how y'all put me out on the air for everything?
Yeah.
Next time he come in, when he's sniffing, we put him right on the hot seat.
Yeah, well, yo. Next time he come, we eating in front of him, man. Wish he damn him to touch something.
We could put him on the hot seat and still not give him no food. I'm with all of it.
I think we've kind of put him on the hot seat.
No.
They're like, Daniel,
he need to be
who's
on the
Daniel?
Hot seat in the camera so the world can see.
Okay.
Yeah, so, we're going to expose him.
Landfill, any punishment to add? I mean, we should get some. And a lot of this could be undone by just bringing some damn cookies over.
I feel like we should just send Jeff to go ask him for some cookies.
I started yelling his name.
Jeff going to go ask for milk and cookies.
Yo, if Jeff leaves to get Daniel, we won't see Jeff again for the rest of the program.
That's a fair point.
Jeff why like, y'all hating
Jeff
on
like,
me?
Please.
How did this get on me?
Jeff like,
how
please,
did,
let me
this
go.
Get on me?
I think Wendy showed up just because she wants a cookie and thinks we may be able to acquire them. I would send White Brian, but he doesn't have the necessary chutzpah to get the cookies from Daniel.
Hey, Daniel. The guys, they want a cookie. Okay, I'll tell them you said no.
Joey, the Monumental cameras. Wendy, wave to the cameras. You're on TV. Wendy, I think you're the person to get this done. Can you go get us some cookies for Daniel, please?
She couldn't get it for herself.
Yeah, but now she has the extra push of five hungry dudes wanting cookies. Wendy, we're putting all our trust and faith in you. All right, I'm going to go back to the phones. We need some damn cookies. Carlos is in Severna Park. Yes, Jeffrey. What? I can't hear a word you're saying. I'm going to Los in Severna Park. What up, Los?
Well, as you know, I was at the game yesterday. Had the lovely time taking my girlfriend's son with me. The good part about it is, you know, it was military appreciation day. So as a veteran, I did enjoy my time. Went to the USO, place. Got free Mission barbecue. First time ever meeting John Riggins as a kid.
Oh, that's
I thought
cool.
That man was intimidating as ever. Nah, sweet as can be. That man, like a dog. I told him that I'm actually have his card in Madden this year. And he's like, oh, hell yeah, I just signed off on that. I'm like, that's perfect. Shook the Secretary of War's hand and everything. That met Dr. Josh Harris. Good pregame. Moment I got to my seats, a sea of blue. And I'm like, I know what's about to happen, you know? And I have tickets for the Denver game, and I'm sorry, I'm not going. I refuse to go. I'm not giving up on this team. I asked my girlfriend. My girlfriend says that I love this team more than any team, you know? But I'm a diehard. I'm always going to be a diehard. I'm going to stick by this team. It does not make sense to fire anyone at this point. I understand what people are saying. We need to find out what we have. And I know people are going to hate me saying this. Jane Daniels needs to play. We still have to figure out if he can play. I see other quarterbacks out here making that next level step, and I understand that our team is decimated, but look at Drake May and look at Bo Nix kicking butt out there. But like I said, HCTR, Brian Mitchell, congratulations on being a legendary fan of the game. I'm sorry that it wasn't a good day for you for that game, but hell to the Commanders, baby.
All right, man.
Appreciate you, Los. Los brings something up interesting. So, obviously, Sunday's game in Madrid is a standalone game, the 9:30 game.
Yeah, it's early here. Not early there.
Whole country will be watching. Then they have the bye week. Then they're set to host Denver week 13, Sunday night football. That's mm-hmm. the biggest stage the NFL has. They can flex out of that game. Now, it's easy to say, oh, they'll flex them out. The tricky issue here, that's Thanksgiving weekend. So you've got three standalone games on Thanksgiving. Packers-Lions is early. Chiefs-Cowboys afternoon. Bengals-Ravens at night. Then you've got a Black Friday game, Bears-Eagles, which is shaping up to be a pretty good game. So that's four games already off the table. Now, the obvious choice to flex into that Sunday night spot would be Bills-Steelers, but that's slated to be the 4:30 game, I believe, on CBS. They can protect that. They don't want to give that game up. That's going to have a monster rating.
Mm-hmm.
So to flex Washington out, you got to figure out if there's a good enough game to go in. Denver is good. Denver's 8-2. I don't know what their record will be by then, but the worst it could be is 8-4. Washington, however, 3-7. They certainly could be 3-8 by that game. The options, as I see it, would be Rams-Panthers. The Rams are really good. The Panthers gave a bad one up yesterday, but maybe it could be Rams-Panthers, especially if the Panthers get another win next week. Texans-Colts is another option. Houston is playing really good defense. Indy has been hot. They just won yesterday in Berlin. Or maybe even a game like Vikings-Seahawks could go to a national audience. Mm-hmm. But there's not a slam dunk switch it out decision. So that's something we're all just going to kind of wait and see. I think if Washington loses to Miami, that'll get flexed. There's also, I think if you knew Jaden would play in that game, you get the added intrigue of Bo Nix on one side, Jaden Daniels on the other. I think Jaden Daniels brings eyeballs to televisions. But if it's going to be Mariota, I think that thing gets flexed. So
yeah,
stay tuned. We'll see.
We'll make sure you know. It makes a difference to JP and I.
It sure does. Cliff is in Delaware. What's up, Cliff?
Good afternoon, fellas.
What's up, dude?
Doing,
we
man?
Got you.
Hey, I give 20% of this thing to Adam Peters. Here's why. Winning is an organizational thing. You got to start at the top. I thought coming into this year, following last year, we had issues around pass rush. I know they brought in Dietrich Wise, but I always thought Wise was going to be better at helping us stop the run. We didn't see a lot of him, but I never saw him as being an answer truly to our pass rush situation. I also think that I have a little bit of an issue with his philosophy, too. He's sitting on $25 million in cap space, and we got holes all over this roster. I understand being fiscally responsible, but we also have to be responsible and field a team that has talent in plenty of places, and I think there's plenty of voids. Next, I got 30% going to the players. Look, players not doing their jobs, having blown assignments is what I'm seeing out here in these games. But I also know and understand that we don't have the same talent level as these teams we're going up against. And some of that goes back to sure. Adam Peters. Some of it goes to the coaches, right? But at the same time, there has to be some self-accountability. I see poor technique happening out here on the field. These things are on the players. And then my final 70% goes to the coaches. I'm not breaking it down offensive versus defensive and head coach. I'm putting them all in the pot together because they're all in this together. Dan Quinn, you ran a soft camp. Coming out in the beginning of the season when everybody was healthy, I still wasn't sure what the identity of this team was going to be. We are at the halfway point. I still don't know what the identity of the team is other than being old, slow, and now injured. Also, our defense, it doesn't even look like a professional outfit right now. Not scheme-wise, it doesn't. Look, I had some concerns. I thought defense is what kept us out of the Super Bowl last year. I'm not calling for coaches' heads, but I cannot see how Joe Witt returns just based off of what I saw last year, which wasn't terrible, but what I've seen this year, look, we don't dictate either side of the ball to opposing teams. And then Cliff Kingsbury, brother, I haven't seen your offensive scheme take it to anyone. He's pretty good at adjusting in the game, but his game plan, I haven't seen any team scared to death of it. And so that's my blame pie. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Cliff. Appreciate you.
How many turnovers we had in the NFC Championship game? I want people to just know this.
Three, I believe.
That was total five.
Yep, they had five in the game they came back to win. Against Philly at home. I'll pull it up. They had five in the game at home against Philly that they came back to win.
And then we had three in the NFC Championship game. It ended up being 21 points.
Yeah.
Offense helped out a little bit in that game, too.
We do have breaking news here on the fan. Daniel has shown up.
How you don't come in here first?
Daniel, that mic is on, dog. Do you want to explain yourself?
How you don't come here first, dog?
Okay. So I bought these from Costco.
Yeah, that's same a place, box of 75
Fred,
cookies.
Same place Fred smoothed by his cookies.
I was intending, so I ate all of the chocolate chip.
You ate all
you
of
ate
the
chocolate? You ate all the chocolate chip, so you wouldn't go share.
There's a strategy behind it. So,
how many chocolate chip cookies did you eat?
12. About 12.
I have to go back and count.
Those are big.
But I always buy the mixed assortment because I'll eat too many of them, and I like the chocolate chip, so if I buy all chocolate chip, I'll eat all the chocolate chip.
Daniel, that's insane, bro.
It is.
So in other words, you still ask my question, you wouldn't go share.
I wasn't aware that there was people that wanted some.
You weren't aware that people wanted cookies?
Daniel, every time we have food here, you show up from the other side of the building. Do you not think people seeing damn cookies, they're not going to want some?
Daniel's like 2K and Sam. He follows his nose. When the food is out, Daniel's getting some.
Did you not think nobody going to want one of them big-ass good cookies?
And Daniel,
what's the one over on this side? That white chocolate macadamia?
White chocolate. And
I think you need to be sliding one of them over here.
Well, I was hoping that you guys would want the oatmeal raisin.
No, I don't want oatmeal raisin.
Hold on. So not only were you not going to share, but you're only willing to offer us a certain type?
I mean, you can have the white chocolate.
Yeah, that's the one I want.
As well. I mean, but maybe just one.
So now you go dictate.
You're a greedy ass dude, Daniel. When B. Mitch makes gumbo or something,
I know, we didn't say you can only have the chicken.
It's going to be a tough act. You only get rice. Daniel, to help you out, I like oatmeal raisin. Oatmeal raisin is good by me.
Okay. Right. I like white chocolate macadamia, like three of them.
Now, here's a real question for you, Danny. Do the boys in the aquarium get some?
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Oatmeal raisin.
Would you have done this?
Hold on. How many cookies come in that damn box, Daniel?
Bro, it's got to be 30.
So you were going to eat every one of those cookies. You guys eat the chocolate chip so fast.
There's eight.
Eight left.
Each. There's eight of each.
24 cookies.
So 24 cookies. And you're going to eat all of them.
I can't believe you've eaten
if nobody caught you, you're going to eat all of them.
And those are big, too. Those aren't like Chips Ahoy size. That's like a
five-inch wide cookie. All of them if nobody saw you.
Does that not hurt your stomach to eat that many cookies?
I don't eat them all at one time.
Just... How many days it take?
Can I...
Probably about three.
Why would you walk through the kitchen holding a box of cookies if you didn't? Like, why wouldn't you just leave them at your desk?
Well, I put them in a bag.
I think going forward, I probably will.
So now you're planning not to share the next time.
My boy said he ain't scared of nobody.
What did Wendy come find you?
No. I was hidden away, but one of my friends told me that I need to share my cookies. And I was just like, how did you even know I had cookies? And it was like,
your friend saved you.
Shout out to your friend. What's your friend's name?
Deshaun.
Deshaun doing the people's work.
Hell yeah.
All right, share some damn cookies, Daniel.
Yeah, Daniel. I got a damn napkin right
here. He's still kind of hesitant to open the box. You see this?
Man, as many times you came back here to get food, man. Ribs.
I'm not proud of it.
Well, Daniel, even if it was begrudging, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Make sure the boys in the aquarium get a cookie. Let's do this the right thing here.
That damn Daniel.
That was wild. He said, well, you can have the oatmeal raisin.
Daniel, damn cookie snob.
Yo, look, Stallion.
And hoarder.
Stallion's walking in there now trying to get one. Daniel's never bringing that box of cookies in here again. Oh, what a day. Chip is in Charlestown, been on hold a long time. What's up, Chip? Chip, you there, dog? Chip? Chip's gone. All right, let's go to Greg is in Indiana. What's up, Greg?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you doing?
We got some cookies. We're better.
I see that. Well, you know, since we're playing the blame game, I would have to say what B. Mitch was talking about was the players, you know, need to dig deeper and find a way to overcome these obstacles. Now, granted, we can say that the schedule has been really rough. They didn't, you know, the NFL in Vegas didn't do any favors for the team. But if you also kind of think about the early memories of, you know, the Eagles and the body bag game with B. Mitch.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, wasn't B. Mitch the third string quarterback?
Yeah.
In the Eagles body bag game?
Yep.
And he rose to the occasion. So, you know, I can't do any percentages or anything like that, but, you know, these guys need to find out some way to overcome these obstacles and play as a cohesive unit. Because sooner or later, after a while, B. Mitch is going to come on and do some sort of free poetry like he did a couple years back on television.
Appreciate your call, man. Thanks, all right, buddy. Free poetry from B. Look out. Nobody wants that.
Yeah, that was rock.
Everybody
bottom,
does want dude. Cookies.
That was rock bottom.
I recall. Shout out to Daniel for begrudgingly giving the boys some cookies. That was a wild ride.
Daniel said, yeah, y'all can have some. The oatmeal raisin. This dude was going to eat 24 damn cookies. And he said 3 days. He's lying his ass off. He just walked in here and every one of those chocolate chip cookies are gone.
Gone.
And he had already eaten one of the white chocolate macadamia. And he ate another one. He was going to eat all those damn cookies today.
It's impressive.
He must, though, that's like 170, 180 calories per cookie. And he was going to eat 24. Man, let me calculate this thing.
Let's do this. If you're on hold, stay there. We're going to hit these phones. Grant and Danny coming your way at 2 o'clock. You're
4,080 calories.
That's a lot, man.
Just cookies.
We're just trying to help you out, Daniel.
Yeah, Daniel, give me another cookie.
Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Hey, it's JP Finley, and you've heard me talk about all the problems we had at the house, but the folks from Better Services saved the day. We got all new appliances. My new fridge is awesome. I used my new stove for the first time over the weekend, made some steak and eggs. They've taken great care of me. The appliances look great, and they can take great care of you. Whatever you need done, say you need new appliances, or say you just have a dishwasher that's on the fritz, call Better Services. That's B-E-T-T-A-R. Say you need maybe some handyman work around the house, or you want to redo a bathroom or redo your kitchen. Whatever it is, Better Services can get it done for you, and you better call them fast because you don't need messed up appliances with the holidays coming up. You got 20 people coming over for Thanksgiving. You better make sure that oven can cook a turkey. Call Better Services. You can check out their website at betterservices.com. That's B-E-T-T-A-R. Whatever it is, Myrnalyn and her crew have showroom in Kensington. Go check it out. They can get you next day or even same day delivery on new appliances. BetterServices.com. B-E-T-T-A-R. You better get better.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan.
Yeah, this one here killing me right here at landfill.
Our guy Jeff regaling the bullpen with tales of interesting
decisions.
Well,
you know, as I let me just let the people know. So as I was driving to the stadium yesterday, I realized that I was trying to get there early. So I left early. I left just early enough to catch the, what you call it, the
motorcade
of the Detroit Lions coming in. They shut down the whole Beltway.
Yeah.
As if they were actually
the president.
Damn president.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell is going on? Because we were stopped for like 5 to 8 minutes before they show up. So it's right before you come, what is it, 295? When it hit the Beltway, it stopped us right there.
Yeah.
But then it was cool because I was the second car behind the car in front of me. So now when we rolling at their pace. They're rolling too. And I'm like, who's going to be the one to do something stupid today? because, you know, all extra security, somebody going to forget something. And then CK sends me a text. I say, there go the culprit. Jeff. Jeff had his crossbow in the back of his car. Luckily, he got a friend named Jeff that told him, cool, he went back to his house because Jeff might have not been here today or next week.
Right.
They probably sent him to El Salvador.
Jeff, remember we were trying to send Jeff to El Salvador one time?
Yeah. And he was going to go. They wouldn't have never got back in the country.
That's a different part of El Salvador. Let's not send Jeff. All right. We got a couple calls here that have been on hold a while. Our guy Charlie is in College Park.
What up, Charlie? How you doing, brother? Charlie, you up?
Charlie, you're down.
Charlie's not up.
Gerald is in Fairfax. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, how y'all guys doing? Man, I get rid of Dan Quinn so fast that it'll turn some out here. Man, the man don't know what he's doing. Either him or the GM1 need to go. Have a good day.
Short and sweet, but to the point,
yeah,
Gerald.
But I just don't understand.
I think it's a little early.
People don't remember last year. If you didn't say fire him last year, then you don't just say fire him this year this quick.
I don't think
people. My God, they got short memories, boy.
Yeah,
we got a lot of cornerbacks calling here today, boy.
A lot of baseball hitters. All right, let's try Charlie at College Park one more time. Charlie, you there, bud?
Yeah, man. I'm sorry, I had to step back for a minute.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
I'm not into football for entertainment. I like to watch it. I like to listen to it. I don't get it. You guys are so entertaining. You and Doc and Linnell on the other side. But that thing with the cookies, man, was classic. I'm serious. That was great.
It's actually 5,500 calories.
See, I could do that in one sitting. Anyway, I'm not bent out of shape. I'm not going to play the blame game. They don't have a pass rush, and they play zone against that. I've been watching tight ends and backs coming out of the backfield kill this team for years. So anyway, they're all what they are right now, but I'm not, they're still my team. I don't care if they're 0-17. Okay? Take it easy.
All right, man.
Thank you, Charlie. Appreciate you, bud.
Come on, bye-bye.
See you, man. All right, Jeff just made me laugh there. Gosh, what a mess this thing is. It's just a mess, man, and I understand people are frustrated.
I lost it.
All right.
I don't know how.
I don't know how either. This is a frustrating time for Commanders fans. Oh, there we go.
Football Talk on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Just going around the league a little bit here, Joe Burrow. So they've announced that Joe Burrow is going to open up his window to practice.
Okay.
And I think Albert Breer just said it, or maybe it was Jay Glazer, said that Burrow expects to play by Thanksgiving. The Bengals play Thursday night, Thanksgiving night in Baltimore.
The question I would be asking, is that wise? Well, I mean, they've been putting up some yards and stuff.
Maybe Joe Burrow can play corner. Flacco's been slinging it.
I think if Joe comes back, Flacco will have to step aside.
I think Flacco will understand that. That's just pretty remarkable to see. I want to circle back to the Giants firing Brian Daboll. Do you think they will get a bounce off of that? Because the Giants have played relatively well. They just have collapsed in the fourth quarter of games. They have two double-digit point loss. They had a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter and have lost.
Yeah.
Two of their last, four games? Three games? Mm-hmm. Do you think they'll, on some level, respond with Daboll gone?
You always get that little jump when the coach leaves immediately, but is Russ the guy to keep it going? Or will they go with Kraft fingers?
I think I'd rather see Jameis.
Yeah. The thing about Jameis, he will be entertaining, I guarantee you that.
Always. Here's something for around the NFL that sucks. You want to know?
What's that?
Sunday Night Football is an awesome game. For week 11, Lions-Eagles.
Yeah.
We'll probably be able to watch that. That'll be on at 5 in the afternoon or whatever in Spain.
Oh, yeah. We could probably watch most of the games in Spain, dude.
Right.
Because we started, we started 9 something there, right? Here.
Yeah, 9:30 a.m. here.
So you might... 4 hours. So after you're 6. Done, you got like an hour or two work. Well, you may have 18 hours like you do. But you'll catch the second half of the 1 o'clock games.
But listen to this. As it's currently set up, the Bucks play the Bills Sunday at 1 o'clock. That's a pair of 6-3 teams, both coming off losses. That's a good big game. Monday Night Football, ESPN. Guess who's on?
Who?
Cowboys Raiders. The 3-5-1 Dallas Cowboys against the 2-7 Vegas Raiders. You think they're flexing that?
Mm.
No way.
Nah. Jerry don't play that. I think Jerry has a no flex clause in his games.
He might.
Yeah. Listen, you could do whatever you want, but Cowboys don't ever get flexed, okay?
What's that song? No Flex Zone, Jeff? That's how Dallas operates. Is that the song? No Flex Zone? That song? Yeah, that's Jerry's theme song, I think. There's a huge game, 4 o'clock on Sunday, B. Seahawks, Rams. A lot of people talking about, is Seattle the best team in the NFL? Is LA the best team in the NFL? Both those teams had big time wins yesterday. And there's also a really juicy game tonight, B. Eagles at Lambeau. Eagles, Packers. Is that gonna keep your eyes open on the couch?
Eagles, Packers tonight? I'm going to be at Ship Garden tonight.
What's going on at Ship Garden? Where is Ship Garden?
It's in McLean.
Going to watch games?
We're doing like a little host and a beer release. Getting some beer there. Yeah.
There you go. So you'll be hanging.
Yeah. Hey, man. B-Mitch always working, baby.
Always. Always, always. Yeah, yeah. The line tonight is interesting.
B-Mitch love the kids.
It's narrow tonight. So my man, our guy Drew Cohen, when the Daboll news came out, responded to me, at least Washington isn't the worst team in the NFC East. Does that give you any satisfaction? At least Washington isn't the worst team in the NFC East.
I don't get satisfaction from not being the worst. I just want people to be complaining about, are we one of the best? So I don't, like when people go, well, at least you're not the worst. You cannot be the worst, but you could be 1% from being the worst. So I want to be always discussed as the top one or two, never the bottom two.
You said bottom two, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the Commanders are now 3-7. Giants are 2-8. Saints are 2-8.
Well, I'm just talking about the NFC East.
Right. In the NFC East, this is remarkable and shows the depths of the blowouts over the last month. Washington now has the worst point differential in the NFC East. They're at minus 57. Dallas is at minus 56. I mean, that tells you the story, man.
Yeah.
Because that point differential over the last month is just
atrocious.
Whooping.
That's a good word, atrocious. Yeah.
I mean, they've lost 4 straight games by 3 touchdowns. Did you ever think we'd be here? I think you and I both didn't expect.
I never expected them to be like they were last year, but I never expected it to be here. But when I look at the injuries and the games missed by the people that are missing them, I can see why. But I can also understand the disgruntled fans. I can understand how fans are feeling. But I think also a lot of the fans that are feeling very, very down in the dump, they thought this team was going to be better than 12-5. That was their mistake. I don't think anybody presented that, and nobody should have thought that.
Jeff, did you ever think things would go this bad? It's one thing to not think it was going to go well. Did you ever think it would go this bad?
I didn't think it would go this bad, but I was, as we stated on the show, I was like, yo, I don't mind if we don't go back to the NFC Championship, but I would like to, but we have a harder schedule. I just wanted the playoffs, but this bad, 150 points in 3 games, 4 games? Nah, I didn't expect that.
Yeah, I didn't think the record would be as good. I thought it was still a playoff team. And when you lose Jaden he's now missed, 4 out of 10 games?
Yeah.
And it's going to be at least, I think, 5 out of 11?
Yeah.
That can tell you part of the story. But this bad is
nah,
just,
nobody expected that.
This bad is bad. All right, some good news for the people. We're going to give some tickets away. That's right. Caller number 10 right now, 800-636-1067. You win a pair of tickets to see Maryland football Saturday, November 22nd against the Michigan Wolverines. I believe Michigan's the winningest program in college football history. Terps, Wolverines, Saturday, November 22nd. Join the Maryland Terrapins football for its 2025 home finale against Michigan. Don't miss your last chance to see Maryland football in Terpsville this season. Caller number 10 right now. You win a pair of tickets. Terps, Wolverines, November 22nd.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Look, everybody was hoping for a strong season from the Burgundy and Gold. It hasn't happened. But you know what can always perform? Your garage door, especially when you call Door Pro America. Whatever might be wrong with that garage door, whether it's a busted spring, loud noise, or you just need a new one, go with the pros at Door Pro America. We did exactly that at my house. Got a new garage door installed, and it is one of the smartest home improvements we've ever made. It looks sharp, runs smooth, and really bumped up the curb appeal for my home. Based locally, Door Pro America has been proudly serving the DMV for over 50 years, and they can do it all. Repairs, maintenance, new installs, garage door openers, whatever you need. Do what I did and call and ask how you can save big on repairs with a Door Pro Advantage membership, including annual maintenance to keep everything on track. Plus, if you call right now, you get $60 off any repair or a full tune-up for just $89. Do what I did. Go with the pros at Door Pro America. Call 877-DOOR-PRO, that's 877-DOOR-PRO, or visit doorproamerica.com. Be sure to tell them J.P. Finley sent you. Shout out to Eric Clapton. Misery Monday. Seriously.
Jeff, I had to flip off. Jeff forgot I was on TV.
Good luck, Joe. It is a Misery Monday on B. Mitch and Finley and on 106.7 The Fan. Misery Monday brought to you by Chiniga Mayos. We've also got the B. Mitch and Finley AAA poll of the day. Is this the post-Snyder low point for the Commanders? It might be. I mean, don't forget how ugly things got. Harris's first year technically of ownership with Ron at the end of that year was bad. But Harris hadn't really wrapped his hands around everything yet. Like, that, we're fully in this new group. They've now lost five in a row. They've lost four in a row by absolute thrashings. So, yeah, I think you could say this is the new low point. Feels a lot different. It doesn't feel like it used to, but, damn, it doesn't feel good either.
It doesn't.
AAA poll of the day brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/commanders. You think it's a low point?
It's a low point, but I think there were so many super low points in the Snyder era. It's not even in the top 20 yet.
Right. I agree with that. I guess we'll find out on Wednesday when Landfill breaks out his 44 reasons. What is it? 44 problems Washington has? They got problems, man. They got 44 problems. Not having the starting quarterback might be one. Although Mariota was pretty good yesterday. I got what Marcus has done as a backup is pretty darn good. What Washington's defense has done is just remarkably, remarkably bad. And it's getting worse week after week. The injuries keep piling up. It's just astonishing to try to look at it all. Just really disappointing, disheartening, whatever you want to call it. Last night was just a disaster.
It was
just a straight up disaster. And now so DQ said a couple times, the best thing we can do is all get on this plane, go to Spain. We got to be together. We got to figure it out. Do you buy that, or is it?
I buy it, because last year, see, this is where we forget things. We talked about when they played against Cincinnati
and then went to Arizona,
and they all even pointed to it, to being together at that time. They depended on each other. They had to figure it out, and they did. You know what I mean? They came out of that thing as a different team. This is a different situation now. But still, when you are kind of at your worst and people have given up on you, that's when you really find out what somebody's made of. You know, when things are going great all the time, you know, fans don't give you no pressure. Everything can start working. That's cool. But when you got to find a way, within this little next few, 6-7 weeks or whatever, they're going to find out who they can trust. The coach is going to find out who they can trust. Players are going to find out who they can depend on. And they're going to find out who they can't depend on. That's another thing, too. When you're looking at the way that people react to this and try to dig out of this hole, you're going to find out who was digging and who was just sitting in the back. Whatever, I don't care. Because a lot of guys will still be here next year and the following year. And they don't want the guys around that can't help them dig.
Speaking of digging out of holes, time for us to make some bets.
Gather around.
All right, new week, new us.
Packers money line.
Damn, Jeff.
Yeah. Give us a chance.
Jeff, nope. Hurry.
Because I hate Philly.
Philly money line.
Brian, how could you?
Jalen Hurts touchdown. You know what's going to happen.
8.5.
I'm just saying,
calling the tush push now?
I'll just tell you, 8.5.
I see that Philly stuff right there. It's kind of making my stomach hurt.
That's I didn't do that. Huey's wife did that.
Okay.
Hey, what's on the outside, Jeff? What matters, baby?
White Brian, what do you like tonight? Brian, are you alive?
Josh Jacobs touchdown.
Josh Jacobs, bad man, bro. I like that dude.
The Wiz play tonight. The Wiz are on national TV tonight.
Wow.
On Peacock.
Really?
They're the Peacock game tonight. Oh. Wiz Pistons. Pistons got good. Their rebuild hit. Washington in the thick of it. Caps play tonight? No Caps tonight. Just Wiz if you're interested. Also, I haven't made mention, but I will. Georgetown handled the Hoyas Friday night in hoops. Credit.
You mean Georgetown handled the Terps?
What did I say?
Georgetown handled the Hoyas.
No. Yeah, you're correct. Georgetown handled the Terps on Friday night. Credit to Ed Cooley's boys. They were ready to play, man.
Well, Chris said he told you, dog.
Chris texted me.
I know he was going to text me immediately.
He reminded me that he told me. I don't know what to take tonight, man. I will take a prop, which I rarely do. I'm going to go under A.J. Brown receiving yards. I got it at 57.5, White Brian. Does that sound about right?
Yep.
All right. I'm going
they
under. They're
going to open up with a 60-yard bomb.
I'm going under on A.J. Brown. Thank you to everybody that listened to the show today. Thank you to all the calls. Busy, busy day. Thank you to John Jansen for joining us. Thank you to Daniel for being greedy and then realizing the error of his ways and bringing us some cookies. Shout out
He's pissed off at his boy.
I don't know why he walked through the kitchen holding a box of cookies if he wasn't going to share them. You're going to chew gum in class. You got to bring enough for the whole class. Grant and Danny coming your way next. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. We're back at it tomorrow. Then Wednesday, we'll be live from Madrid. That's going to be wild. See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.